At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Matthew 11 and 14, Mark 6, and Luke 3 and 7. Feel free to hit pause and read Matthew 11 and 14, Mark 6, and Luke 3 and 7 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. John the Baptist in prison. John the Baptist was a faithful messenger of the gospel. Though he was persecuted by a wicked leader, he was commended by Jesus for his faith. Scripture's accounts of John's imprisonment and beheading illustrate his devotion to Jesus, even as John suffered for advocating for the truth. John was arrested for publicly rebuking Herod's affair with a young woman who was both his niece and his brother's wife. Herod wanted to kill John, but was mindful of the crowd's support of him as a prophet. Herod didn't fear God, but was swayed by the opinions of people. Though John the Baptist centered his ministry on proclaiming Jesus as Messiah, John needed to be reminded that Jesus is truly the one God promised to send. Confined to a prison cell, John relayed his questions and his time of need to Jesus' disciples and sent them to get an answer from the Lord. "Are you the one who has come?" John asked Jesus. "Or should we expect someone else?" Jesus offered words of assurance to John and his followers by quoting Isaiah 35 verses 5 through 6 and pointing to his miracles and proclamation of the gospel. Jesus' purpose in coming to earth wasn't to be a political hero for the Jews against the Romans, but to restore the relationship between God and humans. Jesus asked the crowd why they followed John in the first place and declared that John was indeed a prophet. John the Baptist's message was even greater than that of the Old Testament prophets who preceded him. While the prophets of old declared the Messiah was coming, John declared that he was there among them, Jesus, their Emmanuel. Yet, even though John had such an esteemed role in heralding the long-awaited Messiah, Jesus declared that the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John was. How blessed are partakers of the new covenant of Christ's blood! Just as John needed to be reminded of Jesus' role as the Messiah, we too must be reminded of the good news of the gospel. John the Baptist trusted Jesus' words of life and knew the threat of death was nothing compared to his promise of eternal life. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to bring the good news of salvation to the world. Help us remember that when we trust in you, we have hope no matter what troubles we face. In Jesus' name, amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, let's talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also refer back to the email for the full list of questions along with the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions for this week are: 1. What can we learn from John about trusting God when it's hard? 2. How does God handle our doubts and questions? 3. How can knowing that Jesus is the Messiah give us hope during hardship? Our key passage for this unit is Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 13. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 13 says, "You will call to me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus Raised a Widow's Son, Luke 7.